Let's play ball. When America decided to leave God and serve ball. I intentionally connect baseball and unfaithfulness to God in the tag for this article. The growth of the national pastime and socialism, ball worship, are chronologically parallel. Is this a coincidence? Not hardly. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, Up, make us gods which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. Exodus 32:1. And he received them at their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool. After it, he made it a molten calf, and they said, And these be your gods, O Israel, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Exodus 32:4. And they rose up early on the morrow and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and to drink, and they rose up to play. Exodus 32:6. What do we see here? We see a people that did not have and did not want a personal relationship with God quickly turned to a man-made God as soon as the great spiritual leader Moses was out of sight. We see them wanting to worship something. Aaron made them a god from their wealth. And they worshiped the god that they and Aaron had made. They feasted in celebration. Then they rose up to play. Socialism is ball, a false man-made god who is not threatening, who makes no demands, but one who provides a sense of well-being, satisfaction, and safety. Albeit a false vision of reality. Karl Marx said that religion is the opiate of the people. It gives people a sense of well-being, satisfaction, and security. So what does Satan do? He revives the spirit of Baal and gives it the name socialism. As Baal means owner-keeper, it was important to augment these aspects of provision with entertainment to round out the human experience. So we see the rise of sports and entertainment to make the false as close to the true as possible. So Satan said, Let's play ball. And the nation fell gradually at first and then precipitously into ball worship, socialism, and hedonism. Today, our country is at the precipice. Will we fall into the abyss or will we awaken, see the light, and turn to the truth? The next few months will determine the answer to that question. Unless Christians arise, shake themselves as Samson did, and come against the spirit of Antichrist and socialism and fascism and terrorism and hedonism, which is only being supported by deception, the world will coalesce at the altar of Baal, socialism, and quickly elevate the beast of Revelation to his throne. It is truly up to us Christians to determine the end of this age and the return of Christ.